It's New Music Friday, and we're taking a quick look at some of the most essential albums out on April 20th. I'm Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered. I'm joined again this week by Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And Ann Powers.
Hello, fellas.
And we're talking about the albums out today that we're loving, starting with Kimbra's Primal Heart. We make the penny drop, gotta get in and get out of the gate. I won't stop till I wait, I'll say it loud till I mean it. Talk like I beat the Messiah. And I'm on top, I'm on top. I think this is an incredible record from Kimbra.
Well, she's in such an interesting place in her career, right? Like, she was first heard by, like, everyone in the world simultaneously. She is the other voice on Gautier's gigantic hit, Somebody That I Used to Know. She jumps in and takes a verse and kind of steals that song. And from there, she's been trying to carve out a career for herself as a pop star. And she has a huge voice, but I feel like she's starting to find her lane as an artist.
It's a wide lane, too. I mean, this album, to me, invokes everything from Peter Gabriel to Prince, mm-hmm. you know, to even Bon Iver at points. I love the experimentation, the adventurousness of her sound. And does she produce it as well? Is that right?
She co-produced it with John Congleton, who's just about my favorite producer working right now.
He knows how to make a busy and exciting sound.
Yeah. So Kimbra, the singer from New Zealand, this is her third full-length, her first in almost 4 years. And it's just a big, bold, really inventive pop record. Really excited for this one from Kimbra. And from that, we go to the band Exit Music and their record, The Recognitions. Exit Music, the record, The Recognitions, and this is Alexa Palladino and Devin Church. This is the band's first new record since 2012. In 2012, they put out this breathtaking record called Passage, and I was so excited, and I couldn't wait to get new music, and I waited all these years, and they finally come back. They announce their second full-length record. It is also their last full-length record. Because they were married, Alexa Palladino and Devin Church were married, and they split up in the middle of making this record. But it was interesting. It seemed to be as amicable as a divorce can be. They were still dedicated to finishing this record. In fact, Alexa Palladino said that she thought that releasing this record was the only way to let everything go in the relationship. She called it the final act. Alexa Palladino is a very successful actress, but I really hope she comes back to music at some point because she has a phenomenal voice. Exit Music, The Recognitions. So we're going down the highway, and I'm going to just jerk the wheel to the left here suddenly. And we're going to go to Old Crow Medicine Show and their record, Volunteer. On the first day that I saw you walking home in your muddy boots across the empty fields at harvest time, humming a familiar tune, I stopped and sang with you. The yellow moon rise. Later on, outside your fence, we shared a little dance. I knew I loved you even then. And in that autumn sky, we watched a storm roll by. It's been that way ever since. Oh, baby, it's sure. Looking upward once again. Old Crow Medicine Show, from their record Volunteer. This is a Nashville band that's celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. And how do they sound 2 decades into their career?
Unlike so many Americana acts who invoke these classics themes in a really, frankly, boring and hackneyed way, Old Crow manages to personalize and refresh them and make them feel relevant, which that's really hard to do. Maybe it takes 20 years to become masters of your form, but they are definitely there. And in their 20 years together, they've become one of just a favorite of college crowds and jam band audiences everywhere. They've just done so many things. And this album, Volunteer, harkens back to their roots, reflects upon those years. Sometimes they sound like they could have been written in 1895, but plenty sound completely contemporary. I'm excited that this album, which, by the way, was produced by Dave Cobb, the ubiquitous Nashville producer, who I speak about every week. I hope this record, Volunteer, brings new ears to Old Crow, because they're just a beautiful expression of American music history and of collaboration and of joy.
Old Crow Medicine Show, the record's Volunteer, one of the many albums out on April 20th. And let's go now to Sarah Cahoon and her record, The Florist String Sessions. What a beautiful, beautiful record from Sarah Cahoon, The Florist String Sessions. I love her voice so much.
Yeah, she's been one of my favorite singer-songwriters since she first arrived kind of on the scene as a solo artist in 2006. She's made 4 records plus this new one. And she's just an absolute master of this music that, like, figuratively puts you in a hammock, you know,
in the shade on a sunny day
with, like, a glass of iced tea. She sings a lot. There are all these kind of recurring themes in her songwriting. She sings a lot about, like, you seem tired, you know, and you seem worried, and, you know, kind of like giving kind of comfort to the afflicted. And sometimes it's kind of addressing a weary lover, like, geez, get it together. But her music always just lands on me as just the perfect comfort food. This is a reworking of 7 songs from across her career. All 4 albums are represented on The Florist String Session. The one we're listening to is from this really gorgeous 2008 record called Only As the Day Is Long. It's so beautiful. And hearing her songs reworked with these kind of ambitious string arrangements that just kind of hammer home how sweeping and comfortable her music is at the same time. I think she's absolutely superb, and I really want more people to hear her.
Sarah Cahoon and her record, The Florist String Sessions, out now. We have a few more albums that we want to talk about, but first let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from iZotope, makers of Spire Studio, the simple all-in-one recording system that lets musicians record, mix, and share songs in professional quality from anywhere. Learn more at spire.live.
It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson and Ann Powers. It's New Music Friday, and we're talking about some of the best of the April 20th releases. And we kick off the second half of the show with Bishop Briggs and her album, Church of Scars.
go. Lights go out again. You stroke.
And tell us about this singer, originally from London, now in Los Angeles.
Yeah, her birth name is Sarah Grace McLaughlin, and Bishopbriggs, Scotland, is the town where her parents are from, although she was born in London. She had a peripatetic youth. She lived in Tokyo, went to school in Hong Kong, finally ended up in L.A. And her music, I guess, reflects what I would expect from a kid who had tons of experience, you know, by the time she reached adulthood, because there's a confidence, there's an eclecticism, and there's a fearlessness about saying exactly what she wants to say. There's a kind of darkness in her music. You hear it throughout her debut album, and it adds a tension to her pop.
Well, she's an incredible performer, and she dances around on stage and kind of with this little hop. She almost looks like a boxer in the ring, and she, in fact, wears this sort of jersey jacket and holds her fists up in sort of a boxing pose. And if I could use this analogy, when I heard this record, I thought, this is a knockout.
Oh, man. Robin, I thought you were going to say something so much more interesting.
And now we'll hear from our sponsor, Ding Dong.
I just think she's badass. And if you get a chance to see her live, definitely do. Bishopbriggs and her record, Church of Scars. And from Bishopbriggs, we go to a really curious record by the band Drinks. It's called Hippolyte. This is a collaboration between the Welsh singer-songwriter Kate Le Bon and Tim Presley. He's known for his fuzzy guitar rock, and she's known for Welsh pop. The song we're hearing right now is called Corner Shops, and it sort of makes the record sound like it maybe is an odd, quirky take on New Wave. Mm-hmm. But there's so many weird, strange curiosities on it. I put together this little montage just to show the range of sounds on this record. This is not a casual listen like so many of the full albums that we feature on this show. You really need to spend time with it and sit with it, but it is very rewarding if you do.
I read that they made it in a little village in France, and they had no internet, no phones. This is kind of a digital detox record in a way. And
they incorporate a lot of found sounds, including ambient sounds of the space that you talk about, Anne. In this record, they really capture a sort of a strange, surreal moment. Kate Le Bon and Tim Presley. Very cool record called Hippolyte. And now, Anne, we go back to your stomping grounds in Nashville for the artist Ashley Monroe and her new record, Sparrow.
She's getting older. You'd think that she'd be farther. If she were smarter, she turned the car around. She won't admit it, but when the tough gets harder, she's her mother's daughter. She's gonna let you down. Run away, little
I don't know how I feel if I want her to turn the car around or not and go back when she says that. You know, it's like I just suddenly, with that one little line at the beginning of the song, I'm just in. I am locked in.
That's a beautiful aspect of Ashley Monroe's gift. She writes these songs that are ambiguous. They're very tender. They're very full of nuance. But guess what, guys? Guess who produced this Ashley Monroe?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I have
John Congleton.
Dave Cobb produced this album. You know, he's the loveliest, most humble, wonderful, just the greatest guy, which is probably why everybody wants to work with him. And so my verdict on this Ashley Monroe album, Sparrow, is this. Every young woman in Nashville today constantly gets compared to Dolly Parton, but only Ashley Monroe has made an album that actually sounds like a Dolly Parton record from maybe the 70s. Her voice, her eclecticism, her expertise, they really live up to the legacy of Dolly. Let's just like give her the crown, you know? She's a smart blonde just like Dolly.
Ashley Monroe and her record Sparrow, one of the many great albums out on April 20th. And we have one more record that we want to talk about before we go. And it comes from Shuggie Otis. And the record is Interfusion.
Otis has had an incredibly interesting career of kind of slipping in and out of the public's consciousness, and usually is seen as this almost was, right? He's kind of this like hero in hindsight to a lot of people. And the fact that he's now getting to, at age 64, make new records is really interesting. And you hear it, you know, you hear a lot of like Hendrix and you hear a lot of classic soul. This particular record is a little bit harder charging. It's a little more hard driving. Even though it's called Interfusion and it's billed as like a rock fusion record, it's just kind of got these big jams on it. Kind of this classic rock meets soul, meets blues.
Shuggie Otis is part of a crucial legacy within rock and roll of the black artiste, you know, the black auteur. And they so deserve to be heard right next to, you know, the rock legends. They are rock legends. Yeah. So I'm so happy that Shuggie Otis has gotten his due in recent years and is still making vital music.
Shuggie Otis, the record Interfusion, one of the many great albums out today for April 20th. And a reminder that if you want to see a list of the albums that we talked about, you can find it in the description of this podcast, this episode of the podcast. You can also go to npr.org/allsongs, and you can hear full versions of the songs we featured from these records and a lot of other great releases. In the New Music Friday playlist from NPR Music, go to npr.org/Spotify or open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. Ann Powers in Nashville, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Stephen Thompson.
As always, thank you.
And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and listen to a lot of great music.